Blog Talk Radio.
Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill a cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 364. Relations, sparing no expense, send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high, tell us to go out and buy. Let the raucous sleigh bell jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Ow! Oh.
My name, I'll say you man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love
no, no.
Giddy up.
Joe, bubble. Come here a minute. Bubble. I got a red hot tip for you, Joe. Bubble. See that guy with the red suspenders, bubble, driving that bubble car with bubble the bright red suspenders. I know he's bubble one of those bubble heavy spenders. Bubble. Get that bubble communist, Joe. He's filling my gal with propaganda, and I'm scared she will meander. Don't want to take a chance that he'll land her. Get that communist Joe. He's the most revolting character, and the fellas hate him so. But with the girls, this character is the comrade Romeo. Since my love, he's sabotaging, and the law he has been dodging. Give him what he deserves, jailhouse lodging. Get that communist Joe.
Get that small Joe. Boom, 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 boom.
He's a most revolting character, and the fellas hate him so. But with the girls, his character is a comrade Romeo. Since my love, he's sabotaging, and the law he has been dodging. Give him what he deserves, jailhouse lodging. Get that communist Joe.
Communist Joe. Get that Communist Joe.
I thought that was about Santa. All right, well, live from coast to coast, this is the Friday Possum Holiday theme, I reckon. Friday Night Possum here on the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment, including this program and its brother program. That would be Possum Hour. and then, of course, your clobbering time during the week. Beautiful thing. I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I don't know. Wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah. What else? How about this?
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Professor R.J. Gumby.
Yeah.
That's all right, Doc.
Fine, crap.
Okay. Yes, indeedy.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Funny, Maggie C. wrote Merry Christmas, M-A-R-R-Y. I just saw somebody on Facebook post Merry Christmas. M-A-R-R-Y.
That's the way most people pronounce it. Saying Merry.
Yeah. Well, we people don't care about spelling. Spelling Merry. Don't count.
M-A-U-R-Y.
Maury Christmas?
Maury Christmas.
You are not the Santa Claus. Is that how that goes?
Yes.
Maury Christmas.
You are correct, sir.
Already have a nice crowd out there in the old Possum Lounge,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, nice.
But I did have one prepared joke.
All right.
I don't know, maybe two. You be the judge. So, in order to distract everybody from, you know, pulling troops out of Syria, investigations into charitable organizations, and campaigns, et cetera, et cetera. They're shutting down the government because Bobo wants that wall, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he said a lot of people want the wall, and they're not going to call it a wall. They're going to call it steel slats. And he repeated
okay.
Steel slats. And I just thought it was funny because that's what they used to call his mom. Is this thing working?
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Okay, well, yeah. we'll leave it to the off-the-cuff humor then. steel slats. So,
yeah.
Seems to me that there's a never-ending supply of Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Every year we can come up with a dozen new ones we haven't heard before that are old, you know, that have been around.
Yep.
So why is it when you're out somewhere, you only hear the same six or seven songs repeated?
Ain't that the truth?
The fuck's up with that, man? There's a lot of fucking Christmas songs out there.
That's what puts people off at Christmas songs. Playing the same shit over and over again.
The same, over and over and over. Crazy.
That's why I don't leave that out.
As a public service, we at Possum Hour do our best and blow them up. And of course, I got to make up for a slight. I guess Ford was a little put off with blowing up Hippopotamus Monday.
Yeah.
He likes that one. He said we should have blown up Two Front Teeth. So, in order to right a wrong,
Even though Hippopotamus has still been blown up.
Those damn chipmunks. Hippo. You don't have to worry about the hippo no more. You ain't gonna hear about the hippo.
And I would think, for now on, no more Santa Claus. It's Communist Joe. Communist Joe comes down the chimney
Stalin
with
Claus.
Chips.
Yeah,
there
I like
it.
Okay.
All right.
Good deal. In honor of Christmas, we're blowing up those stupid fucking chipmunks and two front teeth. All their front teeth. There's three chipmunks, that would be six. Six front teeth. And it's throwing Dave Seville, that's eight.
Yeah, throw him in the mix.
Let's do it. Let's blow them all up. Blow them all to kingdom come.
Holy shit! I gotta go!
What's the matter, Theodore? You don't look happy. Why? But you got all those wonderful presents for Christmas. Didn't you get what you wanted?
Pull the string.
Hey, Mo!
All I want for Christmas is my two friends.
It's like there's a party in my mouth and everyone's invited.
Ooh, a double and a boing. That's pretty good stuff there, man. Uh-huh. That's good. That's
baby. Yeah.
It's still on there, believe it or not. It's still fucking on there. All right.
I'd like to know if our Canadian possums like that song. There you go.
They did.
Did they sing it? Huh?
Ooh. Really? Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Man, that hasn't really been a reality for me, like, for a while. We don't get much snow here anymore.
Yeah, same here.
Not like we didn't used to. I wonder if there's any cause for that. Stroking my beard.
Hoax.
It's a hoax. It's got to be a hoax. It's 10 feet of snow out there. It just feels like it's 40 degrees.
That's right.
Anyhow. I know what Putin got for Christmas. Yeah. What's under his tree?
Putin.
It's fun to say Putin.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun to say Putin.
Grenache.
Fun to say Grenache. Indeed it is. We need some music to do this. Here we go. I love this one for the roll call here. All right. There they are, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
The wide, wide world of the Possum Lounge right here on Earth. Well, that was a really short blow-up, wasn't it?
That was. Thank God.
I should have used more dynamite, Butch. Yeah. And there they are, the few, the proud. Not the few, the proud. They got it. There's a few possums out there. All right. Well, we've got Agent 6543 is here.
6543 has returned.
Yeah. Undercover. Undercover possum. Undercover for the CIA. Oh, shoot. Pardon me. That's only my first beer, believe it or not.
Oh, get going.
I had a shitload of coffee, but the thing is, I don't have to work tomorrow, man. I'm going to be up all night.
I got my Kratom coffee. I think I put too much in.
I'm already writing off tomorrow. Although, today I rolled a 160 in Skittle Bowl, which is damn good.
Still didn't break 200, though?
No, never yet. No. No. I think 160 is my high game in this
2019
era.
Is going to be your year, Commodore.
Get my 200 game, baby. I had like 3 strikes. I was like, whoa, dude. It's hard. Strikes are fucking hard, man. I mean, spares are hard enough, but strikes. Anyway.
Turkey.
I digress.
Yes.
I digress. Thank you, Agent 6543. And Dr. Cake is here. Dr. Cake. And we'd like to thank Agent 6543 for allowing Dr. Cake not to be the first one in the lineup.
Yes.
So, it is officially a show. Thank you for coming.
Everyone take care of Cake.
Dr. Cake. And there's Flycatch is here.
Flycatch is back. Hello, Flycatch.
Thank you for coming. Good to have you with us. Let's all be thankful that we're still drawing air, each and every one of us. Hey.
I know I am.
Is it? It's Christmas. It's Christmas. Ugh. Doing anything for Christmas, man? I think I already asked you that.
I might be working. I don't know.
Really? On the 25th?
Yeah. I don't know.
Get the fuck out of
here. That's retail, baby. We don't give a flying fuck about the birth of Christ.
What the hell happened in this world? What the hell happened in this world, man? Right. You couldn't buy shit on Christmas Day when I was a kid.
No.
There was nothing open except church.
You had to make sure you get your case of beer early.
You're damn right. Before 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, speaking of cases of beer, or cases of gargle blasters, there's Ford Prefect, ladies and gentlemen.
The Ford Prefect.
Prefect is here. The Ford Prefect. Not the...
The Ford Prefect.
The pantomime faux Ford.
Executive producer of Eminence Front Radio.
Executive producer.
Yep.
He's our head gaffer here on the Possum.
Yes, yes.
Which we appreciate. Nobody wants to be the gaffer.
No.
Somebody's got to be the gaffer.
Let alone the head gaffer.
Yeah, no. Thank you for coming, sir. And there's Maggie C., who needs a new slogan. Maggie C., from Sea to Shining Sea.
I like it.
That'll have to do for tonight. She'll be the key grip. The key grip to Ford Prefect's gaffer, head gaffer. Head gaffer and key grip tonight on tonight's show. Yeah. Head gaffer and key grip. And, let's see. Oh, and the sinister minister of finance and parking. Sir R.J. Gumby. That's you.
That is me.
That's you, man. And add them all together. Add them all together. Yep. And you got yourself a Possum Lounge.
Yeah. With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Mommy Bean's dinner. No, I ate them all. Said, come get your coat on. Go to the mall. You're gonna visit Santa. Sit upon his knee. But all that I could think about was how not to cut the cheese. Waiting there for Santa, thought that I'd explode. The gas bubble grew bigger with every ho ho ho. Tried my best to hide it, that I was doing swell. But when I sat down on Santa's lap, he hollered, "What's that smell?"
I put it on Santa's lap.
Baseball, I asked him for a bat. I asked him for some ice skates, but I'll get none of that. I asked him for a lot of things I'll have to do without. When I sat down on Santa's lap, I let one slip out. Living room, just take a look around. But then I saw Santa next to the Christmas tree. His arms were full of presents, and they were all for me. Put them on a pile, got up to turn around, and blew a fart with such great force our tree almost came down. So I'll always cherish that special moment when I realize even old Saint Nick rips one now and then.
Commodore for branding.
get the money. Well, there's a government shutdown at midnight, so I'm not getting paid anyway.
Oh, okay.
There's Apple Cheeks Alice is here. She's
Sweet
getting paid.
Alice.
She don't work for the U.S. government. That's the Christmas present to all you federal employees. Well, except, you know, the fucking Congress guys, you know, and the prez, all these fucks in Washington, they get paid.
Oh yeah.
They get paid.
Yeah.
Schmo Joe, the park ranger, he don't get paid. Billy Bob, the
You're
guy that frisks you at the
yeah.
airport, he don't get paid. Yeah. None of these guys get paid.
And it's not too cold for Christy to go to his private beach if they close.
Yeah, it's true. Thank God for global warming, man. Once again. So, I feel like I'm on Christmas vacation because I don't have another gig for like over a week. A week from Sunday. So hopefully the Natty stay at $10.99 a case and game on, you know. Hopefully they don't. Hopefully they raise the fucking price. But I've been juicing all week, eating right, and I feel better than I did last time we spoke. So
is this another New Year's resolution that you're getting yourself into?
Not a New Year's resolution so much as a finishing off what I started 3 years ago.
Okay, all right.
You know, I got halfway to my goal and I quit because pizzas are really good, you know, and I went like 7 months without a pizza.
Okay, all right.
I ended up putting weight back on because all the pies, man. Fucking things are worthless. Jesus Christ. I was reading an article today about how... let me see if I got it on the headline. Yeah. Yeah, check this out. Pizzas trigger opioids in your brain, right?
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
So they're studying all this shit, and they're figuring out, you know, like... All kinds of things affect your nervous system. Listening to music, having sex, and eating pizza.
Yeah.
Opioids, endorphins, all this crap. Well, anyway, it's a bunch of science talk and whatnot. But you can trick your brain into liking vegetables and shit.
Yeah.
It's
possible.
You can
trick your brain into anything. You can actually change yourself.
It drives me nuts, though, because I'll be, like, looking at that banana sitting there going, oh, Christ, I don't want to eat that banana.
Uh-huh.
And I force myself to eat the banana, and then I go, eh, that's a pretty good banana. What's up with that?
It's a very strange world we live in.
So, anyhow, oh, yeah, I'll tell you my Christmas miracle story. I was at that wedding expo last month, over a month ago, on the first week. That was before Rookstock, crying out loud. And every time I have to supply a $25 gift certificate to something for a door prize, okay, as part of the admission to the gig, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's fair tariff. So... first time out, I bought a gift certificate to Applebee's. What's the one with the country thing that all the old people like? Whatever that place is.
Not
Swiss Colony. Oh, jeez. Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
losing
cracker
my mind.
Barrel.
I'm eating a Cracker Barrel. My memory. Right. So anyways, Cracker Barrel. So I did all these weddings. I don't know how many years I did this thing. And nobody ever got the Cracker Barrel off of me.
All right.
Until the one before this last one. So I didn't have my Cracker Barrel thing no more. So I meant to pick one up. I meant to pick a new one up on my way to the last one.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have one. forgot. Son of a bitch. Got nailed again. The gal comes to claim her prize. And I'm like, ooh, darn. I said, I'll tell you what. Give me your, you know, info, and I'll make good on this. And I said, as a matter of fact, you can have a gift certificate to wherever you want. Just write it down here, and I'll make good on that. So, of course, being the master procrastinator that I am, I put it off and put it off and put it off until the other day. Anyway, man, I tell you, this golden age of technology, all I had to do is go to the website and say, hey, send this broad a fucking gift certificate. Click, click, you know, that was it.
Done.
I thought I had to drive down there and see them and talk to people. Anyway, I threw in some extra dough, and she was real happy. So,
nice. Hopefully,
I don't get a bad review on Yelp or something. I don't know. Whatever the fuck they do on the internet. Old steel slats. Steel slats. The fuck, man. Okay. I want to ask you. I had to ask you. This was puzzling to me. We'll exchange files and things. You'll give me ideas for the show throughout the week. And you sent me this one with Bobby Sherman. You recall?
Officer Bobby Sherman.
Officer Bobby Sherman. We should point that out.
I don't know how you can squeeze that in this. I don't know if it's
possible. So was it was that supposed to be a 3 minutes, or was I supposed to blow that up?
I just throw it in there for you to place wherever you can. But 3 minutes.
You just had to hear Bobby again. Was that it? You wanted. Yeah,
I
well, I blew it up.
So. With Bobby.
Yeah, we're blowing him up. I got him. Okay. I've got him.
In your sight.
Got a few charges strapped to his legs and genitals. It's gonna be great.
You're a cop now. You're gonna be a cop killer.
That's right, man. Me and Tupac. Be Tupac and 24 pack.
And Coolio.
Coolio. Somebody's a cop killer. Ice-T? Wasn't Ice-T the cop killer song?
Ice-T was the cop killer.
Ice-T? Yeah.
And then he ended up playing a cop on TV. Or...
More of an Arnold Palmer. Mix a little lemonade in there. It's nice.
Yeah.
Get a shot of schnapps.
That works.
Give it a little flavor. All right. Well, so... bring you holiday spirit, which you all seem so... enthusiastic for. Oh, fucking ho. Bobby Sherman's Christmas. This is a lousy Christmas song, too. So
it's
give
horrible.
Us a break. It's one of the worst songs.
Go
ever.
Pay.
Okay.
Worth
yeah.
the pay.
What's the idea of pushing my face in the paint?
I didn't do it.
You did.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't do it till there.
Now, get to work.
She's an outbound mellow down. Easy feet on garden ground. Sunny weather, good time child. She's got a sweet, warm, break the storm, custom tailored angel form, unrestricted open smile.
I gotta murder you.
Everyone around her is hung up with space and time.
Oh, it's dark with me.
Still, she stays a bright eyed child with Christmas.
Let's do this. Leroy Nagin!
Damn it, Leroy.
Just look at the bottom as you inhale, or you'll tend to strangle.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Fixin' and blitzin' and all his reindeers pullin' on the rein. Bells are ringin', children singin', all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa
Claus comes tonight. Now listen, children, here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle. What a beautiful sight. Jump in bed, cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with the Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa comes tonight.
No. They're founding fathers of Possum. They used to go instead of hiring a trumpet.
They don't need all that instrument and shit.
They don't. Who needs fucking musical instruments when you can go?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, Ted.
Save some money.
Ted wants to say hello. Hey, hello,
Merry
Ted.
Ted.
Merry Christmas. Say Merry Christmas, Ted.
There you go.
Is that a Happy New Year? How about a Happy Hanukkah for all our Jewish friends? Ramadan for the Muslim guys? That's cool. Okay. Kwanzaa. He is black and white. Alright, well thank you, Ted. That was beautiful, man.
Good boy. Good boy.
Yeah, that's good. Good boy, Ted. He's so doubled over coughing.
Teddy boy.
Man, we're not even to the 3 minutes yet. What'd I get Ted for? I didn't.
A gift certificate?
Yeah. I got him $40 at the Cameron Mitchell Steakhouse. That's a local thing. That's a real expensive joint. I went there once and ordered escargot.
Did
you ever have escargot?
No, that's just fucking snails, ain't
it? You got that right, Bubba. Fucking snails and butter sauce. I'll tell you what. Delicious.
I
think
it
would go great
on
a pizza. It would go great on a pizza. I'm telling you. Believe me. It'd be unbelievable.
I can
tell you. I can tell you.
Cargo pizza.
So what's up, Ted? You need something? A lobotomy? A gift certificate to Cameron Mitchell Steakhouse? Why am I giving them another plug, man? Fuckers. They never did nothing for me. You know, there's a reason they keep the lights low in those expensive joints, because they don't want you looking at them snails on your plate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Boy, an arm and a leg, too. An arm and a fucking leg, man. All right.
I wonder who the first guy was to eat a snail. You know, hey, you know what? It might be a good idea.
It was a guy who hadn't eaten in a couple of days. You know, he's like,
that must have been it.
Geez, hey, that fish tank you got over there is looking mighty inviting, there, Phil. If I have a couple of them snails, goldfish too. All right, let's do a quickie, and then we'll do 3 minutes. You'll never get back, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll go try to assuage Ted's paranoia. It's quickie time.
Home diddle 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 home diddle ay. Home diddle 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 home diddle ay.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious,
if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Um diddle 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 um diddle ay. Um diddle 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 um diddle ay.
Because he was afraid to speak when he was just a lad, his father gave his nose a tweak and told him he was bad. But then one day he learned a word that saved his aching nose, the biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious,
if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Um diddle 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 um diddle ay. Um diddle 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 um diddle ay. Now when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully, or it can change your life. One night I said it to my girl, and now my girl's my wife.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious,
if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, that's my cue. Yeah. Groovy, man. Groovy.
I was digging on it.
Yeah, that was the old, what's your head there, Louis Prima. The old favorite.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Did an album of the soundtrack of Mary Poppins. I just, I thought of that because of my son and his buddy. They review movies, and they had a really freaked out reaction to the new Mary Poppins movie.
Yeah.
So I thought, man, I might even go see that. I mean, if they're that freaked out over this thing.
I love the original. Mary Poppins is one of my all-time favorites. Always did like
that. Took us to, yeah, they took us to see that when it came out. It was 64.
Yeah.
Sheesh, I was at one of my first movies, I think.
Imagine what it would have been like if they got Betty Davis.
Been a whole different flick.
Yeah. Because Mary Poppins.
That romantic tension.
Yeah.
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 There's been no romantic tension between her and Dick Van Dyke. Or Dyke. Who reprises his role, does he not, as the old banker guy?
That's what he's doing.
The new one? Think so. Van Dyke.
Which is pretty clever, I think.
Yeah. He's a good bleeding heart liberal. Gotta love Dick Van Dyke, man. He was a Barney bro.
He was a hell of a manageable drunk.
Oh yeah. What do they call that? The functional alcoholic. Yeah. Beauty.
He was drunk out of his mind doing that show.
My boy. Yeah.
He drove into a brick wall. That's when he stopped.
Yeah, that might be a wake up call or a go to sleep message. One of the two.
That's your rock bottom there. That's your
Rock bomb.
That's your moment of clarity.
Yeah, yeah. My trouble is, I just got such a kick out of rock bottom, I decided to stay here.
Call it home.
Yeah. Set up housekeeping.
Yeah, you can't get any lower. So what the fuck?
And then they're going to take away my Social Security and my hand will cramp up and be out in the street selling apples that I stole.
Poppins.
From Chet's. Shit.
He's selling Poppins. Rocky the Pig.
Rock bottom. And then one of our possum friends posted this article that made me go, holy crap. This science guy, you know, he's not, some guy, maybe just a guy. But anyway, he says, probably get hit by asteroids in the next 13 or 15 years or so. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm like, what?
What the hell?
What do you mean, hit by asteroids, dude?
Well, you know, scientists are on top of it.
I don't want to see the end of the world, man. I want to fucking die for that, man. Fuck that shit. I don't want to see the end of the world. Fucking rivers of lava and crap.
And
volcanoes and raining fire and frogs. Plague of frogs. I don't know what else.
I'm going to send it to heaven.
Global warming. Wait a minute, we already have that. Yeah, that may do us in. Who knows, man?
Yeah, we had a good
Christmas.
Time to close shop.
Oh, man. Yeah. Human race will leave on this planet its version of a 52 Chevy on blocks. All that'll be left. All right. Well, on that sweet note, baby, it's time, once again, for 3 minutes, you'll never get back. The fun new portion of the show that's destined to, make you go pee?
Yep, there you go. Oh, these guys are good.
What are you mice doing in here?
Mice?
This is our session. We came in here to make a Christmas boogie.
Who do you think you're talking to?
This is 1968, brother, not 1958. Now, you mice got to get it together. Now, if you want to hang around here, you just got to be quiet.
Mice? Who are you calling mice? We're chipmunks.
All right, chipmunks. Cool it now and listen. Oh, well, Christmas is the time when you're supposed to have lots of chill. I said Christmas is the time when you're supposed to have lots of chill. I got the hoop of the world with all this soft and chill. And now here was one thing that the heat would like to give to you. I said here was one thing that the heat would like to give to you. A little Christmas boogie will take away your blues. Come away, brother! Hey, Alvin, where are you at? Listen, Alvin, get with it. Try some of this. Oh, well, it's Christmas time, the best hope you ever have.
Okay.
I said it's Christmas time, the best hope you ever have. With a little Christmas boogie, life won't be so bad.
Oh, yes,
I do the Christmas boogie. I do the Christmas boogie. I said, brother, do the Christmas boogie. Come on, Alvin.
that's it, you got it, you got it. Merry Christmas, Al.
Merry Christmas,
I'm gonna boogie Alvin, boogie till the break of day. Gonna boogie all the way to New Year's Eve, brother. That's it, you got it, you got it. Shake it, Alvin. Shake it, brother.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Yes.
Wow. A lot of complaints about that 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
What it's all about. Good.
But, you know, is that a good thing?
Christmas bogeys.
I thought it was funny, go back to real news for a second, that Bobo wants to, Bobo's going to, you know, do what Putin says and get the fuck out of Syria. And I'm cool with that, right? And it's, like, weird, you know, like, well, doing it for all the wrong reasons, but I like that he's doing it. And then, you know, if you think about it, there is no good reason to wage war, kill each other.
Yeah.
End all wars, man. Hell, man, maybe I'll even vote for the son of a bitch.
Here you go.
He's going to pull half the troops out of Afghanistan as well. At least they want to plan to put that together. And by signing the farm bill this week, he has legalized hemp finally.
All right,
so we got a whole blah blah blah.
There you go.
Whole new industry, man. That could replace like all kind of plastics and shit, man. It's just common sense.
Didn't he double the budget for military? And now he's pulling everyone. They're pulling them all out.
Yeah. That's why I think he'll get away with it. Because if he was cutting the military budget and withdrawing troops, then he'd get a ride down Dealey Plaza. But as it is, they don't really give a fuck about the troops on the ground. You know.
No.
They don't even need those guys. They got buttons to push and crap. You know, they got missiles that go all the way around the world.
Drones, baby.
Drones. You know, shit, man.
Get it done. Get it done.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. But I just thought that was interesting. But that, you know, all this government shutdown, the wall shit is just, it's just a distraction to, you know, keep your mind off the fact that foreign policy just went out the window after how many years since World War II? It's a whole new ball game now, kids. Kids, hang on. Don't make me come back there. All right. Here we go. Okay, in terrible news. Well, I don't want to read that. That's terrible. That's too sad. Too sad. Oh, here's a good one. Pets. Your pets, you know, people have these animals, they keep animals in their house, they call them pets.
Well, I heard it.
this parrot was ordering shit off the internet on this guy's Alexa thing. Rocco, an African gray parrot. He enjoyed chatting with Alexa so much that he keeps ordering it to do things. And I guess he would order, you know, things into the house, groceries and whatnot. And that's strange. Yeah. It swears at it a lot.
I know, I swear at Alexa all the time.
Do you really? Is Alexa learning?
Yeah.
The swear words?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's like a parrot. It's like a parrot without the bird poop. I dig.
Yeah. There's no more newspaper to put in the bottom of the cage.
Man, Jiminy Christmas, I got so many links that we've just not gone over. Wow, these are terrible. No wonder I skipped them. Cancer and toxic food. creepy as hell. Oh, jeez. Man set fire to his belongings. No wonder I skipped all these stories. Oh, here we go.
Why is it?
Forget it. Forget I said anything. This is why you keep these things around. Okay. Why strangers keep pooing on man's garage, and he's had enough. During the night and during the day, I guess drug users are sitting by his garage, and then they're taking a dump while they're back there. So he's not happy about it.
I can't see why.
And needles and syringes and whatnot. It occurs during the day, during the night. Well, they got a problem there, merry old England.
Uh-huh.
He says that 5 times in 3 years that he's lived there, he's had to pick up poo. So
you should go out and do a Benny Hill thing, to the, you know, tap him on the head. Is Jackie right? And give him a poo,
know,
man.
Yeah, you shouldn't be pooing in the alley.
No.
Anyway.
That's
all right.
The syringe is
all right. I got another poo story. How did I skip all these? Okay. Yeah, the syringes. Yeah, that's okay.
Right.
But not don't leave your poo.
Yeah, yeah. Right. No one.
Okay.
Needs
another. Here's a lady in British Columbia. This lady in British Columbia was haunted by an experience she had nearly a month ago. Well, it was probably more than a month ago. Date on this, but she was sprayed by liquid poo. I don't know why they call it poo.
Oh.
We call it poop here.
Oh.
Anyway,
oh.
She's sitting there in her car with. They were sitting in their car at a stoplight when feces came pouring in through the sunroof. Oh. While we were sitting there, the car was inundated with liquid poo falling from the sky. Had it on my face, down my shirt, my entire car and the vehicle beside us were all covered in it. The actual sensation of crap hitting their skin was something Travis will never forget. I believe it. I believe it.
Well, where did this shit come from?
Well, they said it could possibly be frozen lavatory waste called blue ice falling from an aircraft.
Okay.
Oh, geez. And a gal has conjunctivitis. She has pink eye from that. Because you get pink eye from poo in your eyes. So, it's not funny.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, man. And now their air conditioner, all it does is blow shit. Man, shit smell.
They must have been throwing up and everything, man. That must have been a hell of a sight.
Oh, man. Amen, Christmas. So the guy says, you know, he's kind of philosophical about the thing. He says, all we want people to know is that it was quite devastating to be covered in poop, and I hope it never happens to anybody else. And I think that's a special holiday message. It's you right here. think.
I'd run off and play the lottery. It's a bird shit, so you play the lottery because it means good luck. Imagine that.
What do you do if... What do you buy an NFL team if your car gets inundated with shit?
Ask Mr. Science to do the math on that, man. What are the chances of getting... You know, the chances of getting hit by lightning are always talking about. Now, imagine getting hit by liquid shit.
You'd think they'd drop that shit over a desert or somewhere, you know, where it's not going to...
Well, it was probably an accident of some sort. Pulled the wrong lever.
Yeah, the guy said, I didn't tell you to flush. Yeah. All right, this guy.
You got to jiggle the handle.
Yeah, you're supposed to. I told you to jiggle. I don't know, man. Hungry thief wanted after nearly $100,000 worth of ramen noodles is stolen. Holy shit.
Did you do that one before? That's ringing some bells.
I guess we did do this one, man. 50 guys stole the trailer full of ramen noodles.
Uh-huh. And what was it? It came to 29 cents? The $29 or something?
98. Well, they're 29 cents a piece at Target.
Uh-huh.
So it would be an equivalent to $98,000. But I don't think he's going to make that much, man. I mean, you can get them anywhere, right?
It's
quarter apiece.
It's not even grand larceny, right? Not
good,
even
man.
Enough to qualify for grand larceny. I don't know if I ever had that before. I got a box of them over here. My sister gave to my nephew. Maybe I'll take a couple to work with me tomorrow.
I keep a couple around for number two, son. He likes,
yeah.
He likes the Ramon. You know, the kids, the millennials.
Yeah. Well, that's college food, man.
He's
in school.
Yeah. For that college shit. Okay.
Well, the money you spend on tuition that feeds your kids is 92 cents.
Oh, I went and took the ad blocker off this page to see this article, and it's the world's oldest, the Guinness Book World Record, the world's oldest DJ, club DJ.
Okay.
Who cares, man? Japanese woman, she's 83 years old. 83 years young, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
been announced by the Guinness
it.
World people. She's the world's oldest professional club DJ, Sumiko Iwamura, 83, a.k.a. DJ Sumirock.
Sumirock.
Wow. She attended DJ school when she was 77. They have a DJ school?
DJ? Oh, are you kidding
Sheesh.
Me? Just a scratch record?
Well, she'd probably more that more... than the ones I come across that play the same damn songs over and over and over and over and over again. Drive a body out of his mind. Anyway, good luck to her. We got some other Guinness World Records that are going to be in the next one.
If I yelled at her for scratching my records, would she say, "Sue me, DJ"?
Yeah, that'd be it. DJ, sue me. Sue me, DJ. Yeah. Sue me, sue you. We got some other world records to announce. The longest time controlling a soccer ball with the soles of your feet while on the roof of a moving car.
Someone has my record? That bastard.
Yeah. Cardiff, UK, a fellow named Ash Randall. He did that for 93 seconds. Congratulations.
There you go.
Must have had a stopwatch, you know. At 90, good one. 93 seconds. Gosh.
Hey,
hold on there.
Thanks for letting, I forgot to tell you, man. Thanks for letting me back on. you see that?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what happened, man?
Right in the middle of the 3 minutes, my phone blinked and I got this notification saying, call failed. Call failed.
Huh?
I don't know.
If only Ford was so lucky. If only Ford had been that. He had to put up with that shit. All right. More record. The longest duration balancing a guitar on your forehead. How about that?
Oh,
got any great. Guess how long that was?
No, go ahead.
Give a guess. Just what do you think? Balance a guitar in your noggin.
Well, first of all, how many people tried this? So what?
I don't
know.
And it's not the fat end either.
Second.
It's the frets and everything, the neck. You know. Okay. 1 sec. No, this guy did it for 7 minutes. In 3.9 seconds, not 4 seconds. Which next year I'm going to try for the 7.4 and beat this son of a bitch in his own game.
Yeah. I'm beating that.
What if they have a
guy.
Ukulele one? Ukulele might be easier. Okay, here we go. Now this one, Dr. Cake might want to try for this one. Alice said 6 hours. I would have thought so, too. I would have thought so, too, for the guitar thing. But no, it's more like 6 minutes, man. So, apparently they're not.
I was thinking if no one did it prior to him, then it could be any time.
That's true. Maybe he was the first guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Cake, she would like this one. Most dice balanced on a cat's paw. I got a picture of this cat with 9 dice balanced on its paw. A cat malaise.
Now,
they managed to balance.
Dice are actually on top of one another?
Yes. Stacked on top
of
each other. Managed about 9 dice. There they are.
Well, that's
wild.
Interesting. Yeah.
Wild stuff. Okay. Here's one I might be able to do. I don't know. I'm sure G.T. Trenton could accomplish this one.
Okay.
Most powdered donuts eaten in 1 minute.
Oh, all right. GK.
This isn't as many as you'd think either. He only got down 9 in 60 seconds? Come on. Bullshit, man. I could shove 9 down in half that time.
Yeah. We're in a GT shirt.
Kevin, GT? Keaton. I think they're playing with kids over here. Okay. Here we go. The oldest performing trapeze artist. 85.
Oh.
85 years young. Yes, and looks very flexible.
Wow.
For a gal her age.
Wow. Forget about DJ Sumi. Fuck her, man. This guy.
Now, this one is impressive. Barry John Crow, a butcher. Cavern, Ireland, holds the record most sausages made in 1 minute.
Huh.
What you got? Got a guess?
Not at all.
No guess? 1 minute.
92.
How many sausages? You're close.
Huh?
Motherfuckers made 78 sausages in a minute. That's a lot of sausages.
That's
cranking out more than 1 a second. This is a sausage machine, baby.
Yes, it is. Jesus Christ.
And finally, although we probably should end it with the sausages or one of the poop stories, most skips by a dog and person in 1 minute on a single rope, skipping rope with a dog.
Okay. A person and a dog.
Lady managed to skip rope 59 times with her dog, Jessica.
59 times, okay.
Jessica's the dog. Rachel's the human, I think.
Oh, sorry to tell.
I wonder how many sausages they could eat in a minute. That'd be cool.
Now, that's a challenge right there. That's a GT challenge.
I got to quit thinking about that because I like fruits and vegetables.
I want to try to get in this world record thing by spinning plates on my erection. Has it been anybody?
be tough to get the Guinness guys will all be. No, you take it. You take that one. You take that one, Vince. No, no, no. That's your turn, Eddie. It's your turn.
Don't stop me. Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
When I woke up this morning, the snow was falling on the ground. Yes, I
supermarkets and everything, instead of the same old, same old.
You got the. Have you even ever heard that one before, man?
No, I don't think I ever have.
Yeah. Gee whiz. Hey, you know what? We forgot Friday. No wonder shit went so quick.
What?
We forgot the plug.
There you go. There you go.
The fucking plug. You want to do the plug?
Yeah, sure.
Do you know the plug?
I've
dot org.
Got it.
You know that part.
I got a good guess.
Okay. Take it away.
All right. Tomorrow morning is 3 o'clock Eastern time. Eminence Front Radio. Eminence is going to be playing Christmas music, I believe. It's going to be Christmas time.
There you go.
Eminence Front Radio. You can listen to that online at www.wriu.org. .org. Possum Blues at 4:30. Or 3:00.
.org.
Org.
Oh, wow.
There you have it.
Crazy town, man.
Ford is executive producer.
Ford is executive producer.
He's
a gaffer
right
here and he's executive producer over there?
Why
does he even come
here?
He wears many hats.
You know,
he is the damn, he's the best head gaffer.
He's a renaissance man. And he reminded me that actually, the show starts at 1:30 with leftovers from last week's. And at 2 o'clock is Gumby Loves Jazz.
Nice. Does Gumby love jazz?
Gumby does love jazz.
I did not know that.
Ah. There you have it.
I had another cup of noodles story here, you know. This wasn't the Ramon, it was a cup of noodles. This is back in September. A security camera in China caught an exploding lighter. Now, what would make a lighter explode is my question. They don't explain that.
Huh?
Apparently, it must have been next to this cup of noodles, which flies into the air and splats. And of course, it comes down on the open side. You know, fun stuff.
So the lighter was right by this food or whatever? That's what happened?
Yeah. Here, I put the link
that's
in there if you want to look
shit.
At it. It's kind of weird. Kind of weird shit, man. I think you'll only get half a dozen viruses from this link, so don't worry. There you go. Anyway, it's a cup of noodles flying in the air and plummeting back down on the counter, causing a mess. No one was injured in the noodle explosion, thank God. That's why, we went the lighter side of the news. If the guy would have been maimed for life. Well, no, I think if the guy had been maimed for life, that would have been kind of funny, too. So, I don't know. You'd be the judge.
I would add to the story.
Would that have been funnier? If he'd, been disfigured and shit? Like, had, impressions of noodles on his face and crap?
And he still would have been luckier than those people who were shit upon.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
That's true, because they got pink eye. Well, no, but if he's permanently disfigured, you can get over pink eye. And you could sell the car, but if you got impressions of noodles on your face, you're pretty much fucked. You're going to have to be like a Batman villain, the noodle or something.
It's the noodle man.
Yeah, take revenge on. Take revenge on. Fucking. I don't know. I think we're losing him. I think we're losing him, Gumby.
You are right, though, man. Noodle foot.
You know it'll save this dog, this barking dog.
What could save it?
Frankie Yankovic. Frankie fucking
Yankovic.
Huh? Who's your messiah now?
I mean,
when you think of Christmas and whatnot, you think of a Frankie Yankovic polka. I know I do.
I do.
I don't know. Do you?
Uh-huh.
Well,
yeah.
Let's see.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Christmas, everyone.
start to tingle when sleigh bells jingle on Santa's sleigh. Together we will greet Kris Kringle and another Christmas day. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Let every lady step with her bow around the tree to the ceiling with lots of time for stealing those kisses beneath the mistletoe. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka with everybody joining in the fun. Roll out the barrels that cheer you and shout till they hear you a Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yankovic and his Yanks. Pennsylvania boy.
Hey, he's a Pensy. All right.
Yeah. You know, he's the reason why Weird Al Yankovic plays the accordion. They're not related. It's just that, you know, they figured, well, I got the same last name.
So why not take it up?
You want to play accordion? No relation. Frankie wasn't as wacky. Okay. All right. Well,
Did you see that band I put up on my page? The House of Hamel?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Well, it's actually two people, but they call themselves the House of Hamel.
House of Hamel. Nice. What the hell is this?
They did Bohemian Rhapsody on violin.
Wow. Very cool. I'll have to check it out. I have no idea what this is, man. Oh, this must be one of the lost files that I mislabeled and it got lost. Must have got lost. But I think we played it.
Jay Giles.
Yeah. That's it. Man, that music's going to put me to sleep. Well, it's okay, because the show's almost over.
Sure.
So, if you're asleep, wake up! Because it's wake up and go to sleep. Too early for tequila?
Yeah.
Maybe a minute. We'll let Ted out first.
There you go.
Or let Ted in. This is like the second time in the. You guys don't know it. I'm running back and forth because Ted says, "Oh, arf, I have to go out." I go, "Okay, here you go, boy." He goes, "Hey, arf, I gotta go back in." "Okay, boy." He goes, "Arf, I need more water." Okay, boy.
Right.
He says, arf, and then he says, arf, I gotta go out again. Gotta pee, man. So this is arf. I'm coming back in. No.
You know it's arf.
Yeah. It's water arf is particularly. All right. Give you some more just so you don't have to arf no more. And there you go. Wouldn't be a show without my dog, Ted.
All right, Ted.
Man, I thought kids were a handful.
You going to get him a little Christmas sweater?
Get him a stomach pump for Christmas, man. This dog needs a can of Slim Fast for Christmas, man. Jeez. I will get his nails trimmed for Christmas. How's that? Fair enough.
Yeah, that sounds like a song.
Yeah. I'll get your nails trimmed for Christmas. And you won't waddle so much. Well, thanks everybody for putting up with this terrible show we did. The worst Christmas show ever. You can thank us for ruining Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you're welcome.
You know why it was the worst? We didn't have Jimmy?
Monday night, Christmas Eve, baby. Be there, be square. You don't want to miss, Natties. You don't want to miss Monday night's show. Because if you do, then, baby Jeebus will cry.
Yes, he can.
Baby Jesus crying.
Uh-huh. You don't want that.
We're going to have a candlelight service. Church of the
That's
Beer
right.
Battered Shrimp.
Uh-huh. Midnight Mass.
Yeah. And then we're going to pass out the official Possum coloring books.
Yeah.
And at midnight, we'll do the antler dance. Natties.
Yeah. What are...
Oh, well, you know, thank you, guys. You just Donka Mine Possum. I hope
New Year's. New Year's Eve. Yeah.
We are?
All right.
Get the fuck out.
So. It's the same fucking day, eh?
Yeah.
Oh? There you go.
All right, dude.
Another dry New Year's. What are...
Not over here, babe.
Hey, vegan Blake.
You got to trick it up for the both of us, Commodore.
You got that right, Jack.
Energize!
I meant to say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Sing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, and nobody's left. I put this wavy thing in. close the chat. All right, man. You working the weekend?
Yeah.
Cool. Yep. Not me, man. I got to find something. Oh, son of a gun. Got a commission I got to do. I'll do that tomorrow. Holy schmagoo. I totally forgot about it.
See that? Put things off.
Note to self. Do the character you got to do. Okay. It's no big deal.
Going.
Got to do it before it's done, you know, and people be all happy and everything. So, well, I had a good time last night. Went to the distillery, man, and there was only two tables full of people, but I ended up stretching it out for 2 hours. Drew everybody in the joint. They were all posing with their pictures at the end and shit before they left. So.
Ah,
it was a
nice.
Smashing yeah, success. They love me there. So why do I hate myself? I don't know. Self-loathing is such a strange thing. You know? The more people, like, love you, you're like, oh, but I don't deserve it. I'm just a piece of shit.
Nope, nobody walked away saying, I don't want that.
Those are the kids that keep you honest, babe. Those are the ones right there. Yes, sir.
That is great.
I don't want that. They go, yep, and look at who's hanging in your room. I don't want that. Definitely not. Maybe that was the Rain Man guy, you know. Definitely don't like character artists. Definitely. All right, man. Well, I'll let you go. You got to work in the morning.
Yeah.
Whereas I get to sit around and watch all the westerns on MeTV.
Ooh, thanks for reminding me. I keep forgetting it's Saturday. I go to work and I forget it's Saturday. So I miss Paladin.
Yeah, right, man. Got your Paladin, got your Rifleman. They're all on there. All on them. I can train.
It's like I go there. I open up at 9 o'clock, and it's about 11:30. Oh fuck! It's Saturday.
And now my Laramie station's coming in good. Grit.
Yeah.
So like.
Oh good.
I'm back to my virtual 24-hour schedule of westerns at all times.
There you go.
Switch over to Laramie, and then. They'll show a John Wayne picture, and then it's Gunsmoke time. You gotta love it, man.
Life is goo. All right,
man. Well, Tommy is life goo, sir. Apparently so.
What do you want?
So, yeah, man, I just did. Strange feelings lately. I just feel like... I don't know, man. You know, it's like that American Beauty movie, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I love that.
The end.
Uh-huh.
Dude sitting there. And it's all coming... It all becomes clear, man.
Uh-huh.
It's like, fuck. This is it. And then, kapow, you're dead.
Yep. That's like...
The meteor hits. Right, the gun shoots you. Whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. The global warms you. Something's going to get you. But, hope it's not a meteor.
Back. Take it like a man.
Frogs. Plague of frogs.
Okay.
I could have a plague of frogs. The frogs are the first to die. I don't know, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Plague of frog. Plague of toads. Even better. Or, little mice. Nice.
Plague of possums.
Plague of possums. That'd be a good thing, man.
Uh-huh.
Well, not them Australian possums. The American possums.
Nah.
Those are the good
possums.
They're attractive. Those are the good ones.
Remember when Wendy said possums are attractive? I love that.
Oh, yeah. That's boner hose.
Oh, you got that right.
All right, man. Well,
I could balance place after hearing her say boner hose. I could
spin. Yeah, there
place.
You go. There you go. All right. Well, let's see. This is Commodore Decker reminding you to hang by your phones.
Okay.
Good night, Gumby.
Good night, Commodore.
Ah, most excellent. Woo! Woo! Woohoo!
I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!